This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Replicate the voice of our friend Phil McGeehan, who's at the controls in our main studio in Washington, helping Jennifer Horn, who's in Los Angeles, and Jay Kirshner, who's in Cleveland, and me on the farm in Boston or outside of Boston to work our way into the enthusiasm that we owe. People say to me all the time, how can you at that hour of the day have so much enthusiasm? Well, I think it just is understanding that what we're doing is important. It's God's work. Well, it is, I guess, in a manner of speaking. I don't worry about so much what we're doing as the outcome of the discussions that we have and other people have. I think there is something to be said for thinking about what you're saying and how it is being heard and what impact you have. You know, it's kind of... I'm not here to oversell what we do, although I am the last independent producer of radio programs in the country, and this program comes to you as a result of a collaboration of lots of really good people there's no accident. We've all come together for a reason. And I think even though we all have to make a living and we have to get something out of it, it just is something we have messages and thoughts and ideas. We talk about the events of the day and the issues of the day. And I, frankly, Jennifer was kind enough to send us all some information about meditating and what it does for us and how you can close your eyes, as long as you're not driving, and visualize the outcome of a particular thing. If, you know, you make thoughts things by visualizing the goodness that perhaps you think about somebody who's ill, and even if you can't change the reality, you know, the way you are around them brings peace and maybe even a little justice to a life well lived. That's all. I'm not trying to be morbid. I just think that we hear, as you are there, dealing with all kinds of things in our lives. We all are. And sometimes we talk about it, not to the scale that it's overwhelming, but I try to underscore things about what you eat and how you think and the way you live. And thus the conversation that we started earlier here. Actually, I started this when I was thinking about being an independent broadcaster. I don't have to answer to anybody. And that's probably a good thing. I mean, people that carry the hundreds of radio stations that carry the various programs.
Except for all of us listening.
Right. Well, you can decide you want to listen. That's up to you, or stations can say, I don't want to take this program. But the thing that I thought about as we were talking about the 5G stuff, how if I were working for a big company like iHeart or Cumulus or Audacity, those are the big radio companies, and I started saying the things that we have said about 5G, because AT&T and Verizon were such big advertisers, you don't think that would come back to haunt them? But I don't really give a damn. Frankly, I care about me, my family, you. And this thing with 5G is so bad. I started, remember, Jennifer, Jay, we started talking about this, I think, around Thanksgiving, when it first became obvious that 5G was really bad. Not really good, but really bad. Dangerous. And then you think about the expansion of what they call the C-band and having this effect, you know, gonna have faster, faster, faster. Like we need faster, faster, faster. What do we need faster for? But that's what they're selling. And they're making, the lady from, I keep forgetting her name, Kate McKinnon, right? From, Saturday Night Live.
Yeah,
she's doing all the spots for 5G, running around, oh, get the 5G, it's great. Sign up, $19 a month. No! This stuff is horrible. Horrible, horrible. Now, I may hear from local stations who have local advertisers.
Do you want to talk about why you think it's horrible?
Yeah, because, well, in the first place, there are two reasons, Jennifer. Number one, it screws up all the communication between airplanes and airport and the air traffic control system around the country. 5G interferes, and that's why the Transportation Secretary, Mayor Pete, or Secretary Pete, I guess, he says that the airline, they had big meetings on this last week, the concern that they have, and when these guys all get together, when all the people that run airlines get together, you know, to approach one thing, because they're such fierce competitors, there's not much that they want. They don't want to be in the same room with each other much, but they're in the same room on this, knowing that 5G at the moment can't coexist, and there, you know, there needs to be collaboration, there needs to be a technical assessment, but the AT&T people and the Verizon people, let's go, sell, sell, sell. And so all the busy airports all across the country, I know LAX is in on this, and Logan and Boston, the two that I frequent the most, they're all concerned. They've said to the FAA and to the FCC, which licenses this stuff, you can't have this 5G around where airplanes are, because the airplanes will lose their, it doesn't, the communication system doesn't work with the 5G in the air. And then that brings me more to having people understand how bad, how much, what do you think is around you every day? Think about how many television sets you have in your house. Think about how many iPhones you have, or just plain flip phones. Think about the stuff that's coming into your car, Sirius satellite, radio, all of the, any, we're bombarded, our bodies, I'm sitting in my studio, you're sitting in your studio, we got all this technology around us, our bodies are being bombarded by these things that cause cancer. You remember the big scare, and I'm not trying to scare anybody, I just want you to think about it for a minute, not that it will change your lifestyle, but those of you who are so anxious to give your children iPhones so you can keep your eye on them, think about what you're exposing them to and see if you can't figure out a different way of doing it. That's really my point here. The radiation. Remember, I don't know, I can remember the first phones, mobile phones came out. They had these, they were big clunky things and they had an antenna. And you stuck those things in your ear. And I remember somebody I worked with for 3 or 4 years who had a phone in his ear all the time. Died of brain cancer at 73. And you, I mean, that's just what we're talking about here. That's why most people, I put my phones on speaker and keep them away from my head if I'm having a conversation with somebody. But I'm not, go ahead.
Do AirPods have anything to do AirPods? Because those are kind of back in your head. You put them in your ear. Do those kind of act the same way that phones did when you held them up to your ear?
I can't answer that with credibility. I can only think that where there's smoke, there's fire, and maybe you have less of it. Maybe that's what it's about. But they're more, they're being sold because they're less clunky, not because they're safer for you. I don't think
I'm a speakerphone girl. I don't like hearing, I don't like feeling anything warm up against my head.
No, bad news. So, but I just, you know, not to belabor this, but when the FAA and the FCC and the airlines all get together on something, you know, there's something cooking. So whether or not, you know, the FCC says that 5G is necessary for net neutrality in areas around the country that don't have good service. I don't know, when they had service before, they were able to get stuff. I know a lot of people, hello, I'm a farmer, and I know a lot of the farms in the Midwest, the Mid-South, that are, you know, there's 10 miles. Remember the final scene from Castaway? Remember when Tom Hanks is driving out to see the woman that he, you know, sent the package to? Do you remember that scene? There's a long...
I never saw it.
Yeah, I never saw it either.
Yeah, all right. Well, there's a scene.
I know that he was in love
it.
With the volleyball or something like that.
No. Well, that, yeah. Basketball.
It was our best friend.
But
it was volleyball, right?
Best friend was it a volleyball? I can't remember.
Yeah, I do know that. It was the volleyball.
Okay. Yeah, that was his best friend when he was out there. But when he came home, found his wife was married to Chris Noth, which is another piece of interesting trivia. Why he'd left. He was in love with Helen Hunt, and then, you know, the whole thing happened. And so when he was rescued and came back, his wife had moved on and married Chris Noth, and that was, well, you know, really, oh, no. So he's driving around trying to find himself, and he delivers a package that had been in the plane that he had saved. He had one package that he had saved in the water, and he kept it. And so he was determined to deliver this package, And so he drove, he got in his Jeep, and he drove to this woman's house and delivered it. And then, you know, you see what you think is going to happen at the end. He meets her and follows her back to the house and yada. But the roadway is like there's probably a dirt road that goes on for miles, and there's only one house. And those are the kinds of places that don't have cell service. They don't have towers. And so they don't have the same ability to get things, to hear things, to, you know, use a computer that the rest of us do. And anyway, this was supposed to, this is the way they started selling us. It's going to be easier to get and less expensive for AT&T and Verizon and all the rest of them to get service out to the middle of nowhere. Well, now it's grown, and I find it unacceptable, frankly. How much technology? What the hell do you need? Honestly, do we need faster? Is that, do we need, does our mind have to confront things faster than we do right
Everybody
now?
Everybody wants that, yeah.
Why?
Mm-hmm. I don't
Why?
Know.
Do you remember the days of dial-up? You had to wait for your parents to get off the phone before you could even sign online.
And then when you got a call, sometimes it would kick you offline.
I remember the days, in the good old days, when there were party lines on the telephone. I remember when I was a youngster picking up the phone to make a call to a friend, and somebody else, one of the neighbors, was on the phone. And we had to wait for that phone call to end before we could make our phone call. That was how you
Back
guys
in the olden that. Days when you'd call, like, Murray Hill 6497, like I saw on Lucy's show.
Right, exactly.
Can you imagine trying to have a conversation about something that maybe you don't want other people knowing and you never know who's going to answer?
Yeah, you don't know who's listening.
Moment,
it's like the Chinese now listening to all of our phones, yeah.
I don't know if I told you guys the story about my favorite wine. So my favorite, like, one of my favorite wines on the planet is Bialy Black Chicken. It's a Zinfandel from Sonoma. And what's the reason it's called Black Chicken is because during the time of Prohibition on the party lines, they had a store when alcohol was no longer legal to sell. They couldn't sell their wine. So they would say, give me some bread, give me some milk, and give me some of that black chicken you gave me last time. And black chicken was code word for the wine.
Yeah.
And so these 100-year-old vines of Zinfandel still produce, and that's where their thing came from. They had a code word.
There you go. All right. Well, maybe we should be drinking wine and not worrying about all the radiation that's hitting our
Amen.
Bodies.
Amen.
18 after the hour in the DJV show.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents.
And Doug. Don't you just love the smell of old books?
This is a library.
Sorry, ma'am. We're looking for a book titled Liberty Mutual Customizes Your Car Insurance So You Only Pay for What You Need.
I don't think we carry that, but check nonfiction.
It really does devour literature.
Please leave.
Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Yes, Miss Dutch. No problem. I'll call someone about the plumbing.
One of Beatrice's properties needs a new superintendent.
The custodial team is not...
Someone with handyman superpowers and a concierge alter ego.
Does anyone know any good electricians near Parkville?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months, I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow! That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code BEND for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code BEND for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BEND.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Dr. Jack, what do you do?
If they're talking about food, they're talking about exercise, they're talking about rest, vaccines, or anything else that comes along, unless they say, Dr. Jack, what do you think? They're not ready to hear what I have to say. The majority of people who come to see me just want to get out of pain. And they don't want to sit around and have a family reunion.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Three after the hour here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan being out. Jennifer Horn takes the lead. Jay Kirshner here when it comes. Well, actually, Jay takes the lead when we get into our trending portion. Twitter at DJV Show, Instagram also, and Facebook.com/DJV Show. Jay calls out the stories and also your responses to our questions. One of them has to do with celebrity deaths. I'm going to get to that. As long as we're talking about that, let's get the update. We're talking about Bob Saget. Betty White's death certificate suggests that she died how, Jay?
She had a stroke 6 days before her death. That was the cause of death as listed on the death certificate.
Mm-hmm. So these things happen. It was not related to COVID.
A lot of people were saying that, wait, we thought she was healthy. We were about to have that huge birthday, 100th birthday celebration. What happened? We didn't know she was sick.
That's because people are ignorant about what causes strokes.
Well, and also I think we think that we know everything, and there still is stuff that people keep private. And I think it is surprising that the assistant, who seemed to be very close to Betty White, didn't come out and say, yeah, it was natural, but she had been suffering. She had a stroke 6 days before, because I think that makes us maybe feel like she's not suffering anymore. And then there's that element of a silver lining that she's free, because a stroke is no joke. Not to rhyme, but it's really not.
It's a lot of people have them, and it's blood thickening, you know, that kind of stuff. The things you eat affect.
It can be anything. It can actually be,
genetics. How you take care of yourself.
My grandmother's, and she had a very catastrophic one, is think about this. They said it was an eighth of a half of grain of rice. So think about a half a grain of rice and one eighth of that. Calcification, there's a calcium deposit around her heart that chipped off and stopped the flow of blood to her brain, and it was that split second that changed all of our lives. I mean, it's amazing.
The same is true with when plaque builds up in your carotid arteries. That's the only place I have any plaque in my body is my carotid. I have no plaque in my thoracic cavity at all, but there's some in the carotid arteries. And so you manage it in a manner of speaking. There are a couple of things you can do to manage it, and I'm doing that. but it comes in my circumstance, it comes from ice cream. So one of the ways that you can also note whether you have a plaque buildup is how much is on your gums and your teeth. Because the plaque on your teeth is what goes into you when it gets into your system. That's, I don't know if people know that or not. You think people know?
I did. I don't know.
I never did until I started here with you. But, yeah, that's true. That's why going to the dentist is really important.
Yep, it sure is. So you both came up with a list of celebrity deaths that affected you. I was talking about John Wayne. I put Ed McMahon on my list. Johnny Carson and Eisenhower. Those were the four. Who did you put on your list, Jay?
The first significant death that ever rocked my world was Bobby Phils. He was an NBA player. He died in a car accident in 2000. And Doris Day, she died a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah.
I grew up watching Doris Day films. I absolutely love Doris Day. And another one, Tom Petty. That's one of the ones that every time I'll be listening to the radio and a Tom Petty song comes on, it's like I remember all over again that he's no longer with us. And it's just heartbreaking.
Jennifer, who was on your list?
First one was Lucille Ball in the 80s. Yep. Definitely a huge one for me. Princess Diana, I think, rocked all of us.
Yep.
When she passed away, certainly Ronald Reagan was a big one for me after that. And I'm sure for younger kids, Kobe Bryant has to be on the list as well.
Yeah. All right. Food for thought, certainly, here on the DJV program, where it's now 20.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Dr. Fauci and Dr. Walensky will be questioned on Capitol Hill today. The White House's broken promise of shutting down the virus and its policy of prioritizing COVID directives to non-whites in America should be topics of conversation. Former Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams on Fox News.
There is clear data out there that shows that race is an independent risk factor for dying from COVID. I don't approve of how they did it. We shouldn't be using race as an independent factor to decide who gets treatment.
A proposal for Chicago public schools to resume in-person classes Wednesday has been approved by the Chicago Teachers Union. CTU Jesse Sharkey explains why they're holed out after taking a lot of federal money to keep the schools open.
The issue here is the question of how we're dealing with the pandemic. The pandemic is the issue.
Mental health experts say schools being closed is harming our children. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Cleanup crews cleared debris Monday from the high-rise Bronx apartment building where choking smoke from an accidental blaze a day earlier killed 17 people, including 8 children. Authorities had said the death toll was 19, but Mayor Eric Adams, calling the tragedy at the Twin Parks Northwest Complex an evolving crisis, updated the numbers at a news conference Monday.
We are going to continue to remain vigilant to address this just horrific tragedy that we're facing. The ME modified the numbers of those who lost lives. We have 17 lost, 9 are adults and 8 are children. This is really an evolving crisis. And so as it evolves and as we get new information, we're going to share it with you as well so you can let the public know what we're going through. We said this yesterday and we will continue to say this is an unspeakable tragedy. Early this morning, I was joined with the chancellor. We visited every school in the area where the children, our young scholars, lost their lives. We sat down with the principal and the teachers and just wanted to have a private moment to let them know that we are here to support them as they go through this tragedy.
Several survivors remain in critical condition. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
JV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
1 in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Apparently, we have stirred the pot here in our discussion of 5G's. 34 after the hour. This is the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn. Victoria is out with a sore throat. Jay Kirshner is here. We have been discussing off and on for a couple of months the whole 5G thing and how. Looking at the other side of it, and I don't mean to try to scare anybody. I think there's a positive spin to this in that we know something that we're passing along. Phil's taking calls from people who are worked up about it, and it's good. It's important to think. That's really one of the things that I think has always been one of the reasons, raison d'etre, if you will, for being here doing this, is to get people to think about stuff. Good stuff. Sometimes bad stuff, sometimes things that will make, that may are already be bad, and they, you know, change the thought, change the thinking, and things get good. Like whether you get enough sleep. This is something that always has been on my mind, because I have got it down, and I think all of us who do morning radio, most of my career has been on in the morning. And I think, Jennifer, you're certainly on the morning twice here with us, and then doing the morning program in Los Angeles on KRLA. So we get, and Jay, you were on in Nashville. Wasn't that the morning program you did there, too?
Yeah, I did.
Right. Okay, so anyway, the idea of being up and ready to go in the morning is sometimes daunting, because we all want to have just another 4 or 5 minutes, right? Alarm goes off, and you think, okay, I'm going to go back to sleep for a little while. And then before you know it, you're late. And then you think, well, what could I have done to avoid that? I could have gone to bed a half hour earlier. But I was watching this TV show, or I was reading this book, or I was doing whatever I was doing. I think the question sometimes is, when it comes to waking up early is and being sleep deprived, which there are a lot of people now, because of COVID, who have worked longer. I think Victoria tells us that her husband, Lewis, been home working longer hours. Jennifer, what about your fiancé works at Kaiser, but hasn't he been home much of this last couple of years?
And no, he was home for several, actually for like probably a full year, probably.
Was he?
But they're back to work primarily, mm-hmm. So.
Well, I think the question is whether if you tough it out and work, if you have a job that is dependent on you getting it done and it's not an hourly thing. Some people work 11 or 12 hours a day and they slog through even if they're sleep deprived. But think, if you got a little more sleep, would you be more productive in 8 or 9 hours than you are in 11 or 12? That's the way I look at it. I think people are much more productive if they're rested and they're ready to go, don't you think? Am I right?
Your brain functions a little bit better, for sure. When I have lack of sleep, I'm basically like a drunk person without alcohol. See, I can't even talk. I'm drunk now, and there's no alcohol in my system.
Anyway, it's food for thought.
Sometimes radio shows can be a little fun when you're a little punchy and tired. I don't know.
Yeah.
Sometimes I get, a little silly. Right. Maybe fun for us, not fun for you poor listeners who have to consume our craziness, but yeah.
No, well, they can always go somewhere else. We don't want them to go somewhere else.
I don't know what it feels like to be rested anymore. Does anybody know what it feels like to be rested?
I still remember the days of having 10 hours of sleep a night. It was glorious.
See, I feel rested when I get up and I'm ready to go. No matter how much sleep I have, I'm fine for this. Very few times do I go on the air and I'm really dragging. And then at some point during the day, I make it my business to find a half hour, 45 minutes for a nap. And before I spend my morning working on the radio stuff, and then I'm going to go to the farm. This time of year, if I happen to be where the weather is bad, and in a circumstance like we find ourselves this week, with horrible cold temperatures, I'll work in the house most of the day. I might not even go out.
Full disclosure, because everybody says, oh, I'll just take a half an hour nap, but nobody really ever means that. So, honest hat on your head, Doug Steffen, how long is your nap during winter months?
Well, the nap I took yesterday was 35 minutes. The nap I took on, let's see, when was the last time? Last Thursday was 55 minutes. I'm thinking about Wednesday. I didn't get a nap.
What's with you in the fives? 35 and 55?
Yeah.
Is that because you set your alarm for 30 and 50?
No, I don't set an alarm. That's one of the very... I need an alarm in the morning to wake up. But when I take a nap, I think, all right, it's 11:30. I need to be back up at noontime. And I wake up at noon. It's uncanny
how that happened. That's like a superpower.
Yeah. I decide how long I'm going to sleep, and bingo, I'm up. But it doesn't work for my overnight sleep. I need an alarm clock. But it does work for my naps. So, anyway, Jay, can we go back just for a second to the celebrity death list? Just out of curiosity, I don't know whether you posted it or not, but I think it would be interesting to get a reflection from people on that. And also the 5G thing. What are people thinking? There's some clever way of us working around that. And then another question that I have for you. Are you ready to file your taxes? It's tax filing season. Well, it officially begins on the 24th, according to the IRS. That's the first day they will start accepting and processing your federal tax returns.
Good luck, though. Did you see that they're all short-staffed? And that the refunds are going to be delayed significantly?
Right.
There's already a warning going out that it's going to be chaos to try to get your refund check.
Yeah, well, it was last year. It's been the last couple of years with COVID. And now there's staff shortages. Remember when Biden was around, I'm going to hire 80,000 more agents. They haven't got enough agents to do what they're doing now.
Yeah, the problem
can't
is
find
if you hire that many people, they're going after people. They're doing probably audits instead of processing refunds.
But they're not going to.
But
I don't even think they're able to do that. The unprocessed case backlog is several times bigger than it was last year and the year before and the year before and the year before that. And try to call the IRS. You know how they say, call this number and we'll help you. Right. It's like calling the DMV or anybody in any business. Call Verizon and see if you can find somebody to talk to. So anyway, they have call centers, but they don't have anybody there. So they're not responding to taxpayers at all. See, this is the outrage. You want my money to run the government. I'm paying for you to do a good job, and your job quotient sucks. And yet we keep, we're going to pay more because we have to do things differently. Why don't you do what we pay you for now? The stimulus package created a lot of new work, the child tax credit stuff. And how does that work? Do you know, Jay? I don't know. I never quite understood. I have children that young. So I don't know how the child tax credit works. Is it you have to have a certain income and then you get under that income, you get tax credits, and over it, you don't? Is that how I don't?
That's what I believe it to be. I just know that we were expecting one and we didn't get one.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. You obviously fell through the crack. Yeah. Thank
and
you.
I can tell you, we don't make too much money to get one, so I'm not really sure. We're still looking into it.
Your refund may be delayed, especially if you file a paper form. So if you can file a short form, then do it. April 18th.
Well, electric e-filing is what they're
e-filing.
Talking about, because now every accountant wants you to e-file instead of sending it in. So that's
well, no, but if you file
better.
A big, heavy, thick one like I do, and you probably do, mine's like a telephone book. I never understood who, if it's sent by electronic, what's this, then how do they, who looks at it? Is it they have some kind of a computer that looks
there's
at it to see?
People who work there, yeah.
Really? Oh, I thought it was, who knows? Anyway, during the Trump era, the agency's budget was cut by 20%. Hooray!
Hey, do you know how many people work at the IRS, by the way?
I think 80,000 or something.
About half.
Well, as long as you, now you've given me license to do this, Jennifer. You ready?
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
What are you getting us into?
I'm going to ask you a couple of brain teaser questions.
Oh,
ready?
I thought we were about to get a kazoo. No. I got excited.
Well, we can do that, too. Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Hey, right. Brain teaser.
Encourage him. Never encourage him.
Right. Kazoo. Here's the kazoo.
I will encourage a kazoo every day.
All right. So here's the question of the day. How many of each kind of animal did Moses take on the ark?
He didn't. It was Noah.
Oh. You've seen
bam!
That?
Paying attention.
If a billion follows a million and a trillion follows a billion, what number follows a trillion?
No, I don't do numbers.
A billion follows a million and a trillion follows a billion. What number follows a trillion? Come on.
If a million follows a billion.
No, if a billion follows a million and a trillion follows a billion, what number follows a trillion?
A billion? A
no, a billion is less than a trillion.
A gazillion. A thousand.
No.
$1
I feel like there's a trick into the question. Yeah,
there is
of course
obviously
there's a trick to the question.
Yeah,
the answer
what is it?
Is
go ahead.
$2.
A trillion and one.
Ah! But I'm full.
How many months have 28 days?
All of them.
Thank you.
Drops very good, Jay.
Is it legal for a man to marry his widow's sister?
No.
Listen again. Is it legal for a man to marry his widow's sister?
No.
Of course. Legal, moral, it's a
legal
fine
for a man to marry his widow's sister. If his wife is a widow, he's dead.
Oh, his widow.
So no.
Yeah. No.
Mm-hmm.
His widow's. But it's his widow. I think
his widow. So she's a widow because he's dead.
Yeah.
So
all
he
of this is. All of Mrs. Perkins' pets are dogs except one, and all of her pets and are cats except for one. How many cats and dogs does he have?
I'm sorry. What?
This is the last one.
Too early for this.
All of Mrs. Perkins' pets are dogs except one. And all of her pets are cats except one. How many cats and dogs does she have?
One of each.
There you go. Ding, 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 ding. You got it.
I feel like we got better as the questions went on.
I don't know. I started strong and then fizzled off.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever think about why? This is from the Wit and Wisdom Department of the DJV program. Why is abbreviated such a long word?
It's a good question.
I thought it was. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Why is there an expiration date on sour cream?
That's right. It's already sour.
Is there another word for synonym? be kind to your children. Someday they'll pick out your nursing home. That's what I had to think
this
about.
This is all true.
Mm-hmm.
I remind 62, my parents of that all the time.
Really? 62% of all statistics are made up.
I think that's true.
I think that's very true.
Disneyland is a people trap operated by a mouse.
All right, end it on that one. There you go.
All right, 40. That's something to think about. 48 after the hour.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Today on Hey Culligan, Smart Home, Smarter Water Softener. Here's Kevin.
Hey Culligan, can a smart water softener lift those heavy salt bags for me?
Kevin, it can.
Wait, it can?
Yep, the smart high-efficiency water softener from Culligan can alert your dealer when the salt needs to be replaced, and they'll do it for you, so your water stays soft and you stay away from lifting the bags.
I mean, I could lift them if I wanted.
No judgment here, Kevin. We're happy to do it, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stacked.
It was all in spreadsheets and, like, folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo, like, onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like, there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm, like, totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
an important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Good day, health. You like it when we're talking to one of our doctors. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here on DJV Health with a focus on a couple of different things. If you want to listen to our podcast, by the way, it's easy to do that. Jack has one at ForbiddenDoctor.com, and we also have one at DJVHealthShow.com. Matter of fact, one of the recent ones was a focus on COVID testing and the difference between COVID and the flu. If you want to hear that, what we're going to have. Actually, we should talk about that a little bit, the variants and what is it, what is. There's something it ends with flu. What is it called? Something's flu.
The Flurona?
Flurona, thank you.
Oh, there we go.
There's Flurona. Yeah, there's that out there. And what's the difference between COVID and the regular flu? You want to get the answer to that, and then you listen to the most recent Jack podcast, DJVHealthShow.com, available without charge. That is free. At DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcast. Notice I do not say for free because that is very bad English. I cannot believe I get off on a toot here how bad English is. People say in commercials all the time, I hear it and it's like rubbing, it's like taking fingernails against the blackboard. It is not for free. The way that it's supposed to be phrased in English is free. You don't need for, it's free. This is available free. It's like people say, and this has nothing to do with medicine, but forgive me while I'm on a toot. It's not two times. There's no such thing as two times. It's twice. And yet, commercial after commercial after commercial, you hear them, oh, you can get two times the money for this. No! It's twice. All right.
Well, here we're doing this free, and... Yes. You get to hear twice as many people as if it were just Doug by himself.
That's right. Exactly.
There we go.
Very good. All right, let's talk about, we were just discussing sleep and how it is that, for example, you, how does Jack Stockwell know when he's had enough sleep? When you, do you have a clock? Do you have, is your system set up? I think everybody has a different way of understanding. What do you tell your patients at your clinic in Salt Lake City about rest and sleep?
If you're ready to get out of bed when you wake up, you've had enough sleep.
Yeah,
if you're sitting there going, oh, I need another hour, you did not get enough sleep. I mean, mm-hmm. There are some really simple things. People will come in and ask me, You know, I've had this symptom, I've had that symptom, I'm not sure if I should go to the ER or my family care. What? And I'll say, well, how do you feel? Well, I feel great. Yeah. You don't need to go anywhere, you know? You know, and we're going to this party this weekend, and they have this really spicy food, and they do this about once a year, and it's kind of a neighborhood get-together. And every time I do it, I suffer for it for a week or so. Is there something I can do? Yeah, don't eat the food.
Yeah.
Don't go, but you want the dissociation, so don't eat the spicy stuff, for Pete's sake. So when you wake up in the morning and you say, oh, okay, I'm ready to go, you had enough sleep.
Yeah.
Now, last night, I didn't feel that this morning because of what Georgia did last night.
And it just watched a football game come out.
Oh, well, man, it's a Super Bowl of college football. So, yeah, the first half was terrible. But the second half started to get exciting. The fourth quarter, when I was getting ready to go to bed, I stayed up to watch it, and then I should have gone to bed a lot earlier because I did not get enough sleep last night, as I think my voice indicates.
Yeah, you sound a little horsey. I had to have, in some sense, I feel horsey, and it has nothing to do with how much sleep. Yeah. I get it's what's in the air. It's much anything else.
Yeah.
So what is the simple secret to getting really good rest? Is it, you know, there are so many people who say, I get insomnia. I'm all stressed out. I have anxiety. I've got chronic pain. So how do you beat
that? There's three things that I tell my patients. Number one, the most important thing is the pillow. Mm-hmm. The pillow is more important than the bed. Mm-hmm. You can, if you have the right pillow, you can practically sleep on the floor and do all right. But if you've got a crappy pillow, it's usually too thick. If the pillow's too thick, you could be sleeping on a $5,000 bed, and you'll never enjoy that bed. Number two, it has to be dark. The room has to be dark. Mm-hmm. Whatever you've got to do to make it darker. And number three, quiet. And if you put those three things together, you're going to get the sleep of your life, even if you're 95 years old.
Some people think if they have a drink before they go to sleep, it'll knock you out. I don't know. I don't drink, so I can't.
Well, then you get dependent on it.
Yeah.
You know, chemically, physiologically.
Well, it's like taking a joint. Some people I know who say they can't sleep, they smoke a joint every night before. This guy I know goes out to the garage because his wife hates it, and he smokes a joint, goes right to bed.
It does have that effect on a lot of people. That's true.
But it's like Pavlov's dog. You can do certain things a certain way each day, and you train your body and or your mind or whatever.
That's what I'm talking
to do
about.
And then, yeah, I know it is. That's why I repeated it. Thank you. Dr. Jack Stockwell here. DGV Health Time is 59 past the hour.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.